Everybody, good morning, wherever you are. Welcome back. Wow.
Where's one place where we're not welcoming them, though?
If they're, ooh. Mm.
France.
Yeah. Yeah.
The French. Not welcoming this podcast.
Yeah. If you're French, you can just go ahead and delete this episode. Stop listening. Close your ears. Yeah.
Delete it up. Sorry, France.
Yeah, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Stinky.
Stinky, stinky, smelly. Stinky.
Bingo.
My name's Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch? Ah!
Ah! A fade.
Nick, would just stand up. Stand up and walk. He's fucking crawling all behind this table. Dude, are you kidding? It's more distracting than if you just would have stood up and walked.
Nick, take that gag ball out of your mouth. You don't have to do that at work, man.
we were in Vegas watching the Chiefs game at Circa at like the state. It's called Stadium Swim. It's like a big like pool sports book thing.
By the way, for the plebeians listening, you wouldn't know if you haven't been. So just throwing that.
That's true. That's true. Sorry, yeah. But not sorry.
Yeah.
We were ordering drinks. Whatever. It was so loud. First off, it was pretty cold this time of year in Vegas. So yeah. Not anybody was out there, but the music was so loud, and it was a song. I don't know if you ever heard of it. I've never heard this song in my life. The whole time it was, "I'm about to black out."
No.
You never heard that?
No.
I'm about to black the fuck out. And it was like EDM music. I'm like, what person in their right mind has this shit on their Spotify, dude?
All right, going to my job at Starbucks. I'm about to black the fuck out.
Can we look up this song and see how many streams it has?
I'm actually curious.
Yeah.
It seems like a Little John kind of song where it's like, it's just a man yelling, yeah. You know, one particular phrase.
Yeah.
So it feels way. I don't fucking know, dude. Whatever. Somebody will figure it out. Yeah. What is that EDM song that just gets you going? Wonder if somebody says there, oh, this is the one. Because it was more of like a EDM. It was more of EDM, right, Harry?
Yeah. He was probably mixing it with something.
Oh, he's probably mixing it with something. It was a cold-ass DJ up on the stage. Between two plastic ficus plants.
it's not Little John. There's a song called Blackout with Little John, and the song opens with him saying, "I said I wasn't gonna drink tonight." So
yeah, that's it. That's it.
I said
I wasn't gonna drink tonight.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna black the fuck out. And I'm like, it kind of makes you feel bad for drinking. Honestly, I was like, God damn.
Yo, that like, if that's the thing that got you to stop, that'd be so funny.
Yeah, I just felt kind of uncomfortable after hearing that song.
Vegas changed you. Just oh my god, man. So how many millions are you up, man?
8, 9, 10, 11.
He's lost
1, 2, buckle my shoe. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, I'm down. I lost it all. Went there with the budget, lost it all. I was up big, fell hard. I'll tell you what else is out. Did you see what the news about Stephen Hawking today and the Jeffrey Epstein list?
Yeah,
all the memes and Wojax I've been seeing.
Dude, the memes.
Him in a wheelchair watching like a little person jump up. Well, specifically, the court case said that he liked. This is not my words. So don't. This is not me saying this. This is a direct transcript.
Yeah,
that he liked watching midgets solve equations on too high up of chalkboards. That is unironically what the transcripts have been saying. Unless I've been baffled, I have not looked any. I have not tried.
You know what? You know what's making me think is a baffle, and because it's just too funny. The prompting question for the answer was: did Jeffrey ever talk to you about Stephen Hawking's proclivities? Proclivities just feels like a funny ass word.
Proclivities.
Did he ever talk to you about Stephen's proclivities? Yes, he liked watching little people solve complex equations on a too high up chalkboard.
Oh,
I saw him this morning.
Do you think he was just sitting there and he was also just like, wrong?
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. And then the little people started unplugging his shit, and then he was like, wait,
yeah,
wait,
exactly.
Wait.
My battery is dying.
The thing, one of the memes, like, is that legit? Nah.
No, it looks like it was a falsified meme.
Yeah, I had. you know what? You know what wouldn't have raised suspicion? I swear it. Proclivities. I swear it. If that word wasn't in there.
You know, I think it's me actually imagining Stephen Hawking wanting little people to solve equations on too high up of to me, the where it gets it is the too high up chalkboard.
Yeah, true.
Solve complex equations on a too high up chalkboard.
Yeah, that's hilariously like imagined.
Just out of reach, yeah. I think would have been a better way, but too high up just seems, yeah. That's really funny though. That's a good way to start the year.
One of the memes that killed me this morning, it was like Steven pulling up to that island and it's like a body cam of a cop wheeling someone into a hospital. And
then
just stand and run.
Yeah, that shit was funny. Yeah.
God,
good stuff.
God damn it, man. Yeah. Yeah. Hell of a start, bro. We believe this list has been like redacted, right? Like this is like the final release. I think, you know, this doesn't have the whole album on it, if you will.
I thought there was only three names have been held. There's so much shit where it's like, I don't know what's real or what's not.
Yeah.
You know? I just want to see a big list of names drop, dude.
Yeah.
Bam Margera, one. Yeah.
That's why, dude, then it makes everyone feel bad about his drinking. That's why he's been drinking this whole time, because he massively regrets a one-time trip. He just can't get it out of his mind. I went there.
How much sympathy I would have.
Huh?
I said, I don't know how much sympathy I would have, honestly.
Yeah.
You feel, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
What if they invited Bam to just go out there and just like slam his balls on something for like $1 million and he goes, yeah, I'll do it. And then.
Well, what would be funny is I want to preface all of this, dude. That this is horrible things happen. All right. Horrible, tragic things. But if you're trying to tell me that if Bam Margera was on a boat 3 inches away from a camera and he turned to it and said, What ape doesn't realize is I'm going to drop Phil off on this island for 2 whole weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And he does this Viva La Bam shtick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, ape, come here. I'm going to drop you off on this island.
Yeah.
Ape's like, who, Bam?
All right, he's a big time accountant guy. Jeffrey Epstein. We changed all of his clothes to have little hamburgers on him. You never saw that episode, Nick?
No.
Yeah, whatever.
Damn.
Big fan, dude. Big fan, man.
I'll be honest, I don't know too much about Bam.
I mean, I watched Viva La Bam when I was younger.
Yeah,
You tell me he never got hyped whenever he saw that intro? He's Bam Margera.
Nah.
What is he going to do next? He goes, all right, whatever the fuck I want, and jumps off the building. As a kid, I was like, yo, this is sick. And then Robin Big would come on. I'm like, dude, MTV's the fucking best.
I think I never got into Bam because the people recommending it to me at school just made me think I'm good.
I think every person that you said I'm good was probably every student that went to my school, I imagine. White trash ass guy, meth mouth, wearing Fox. Remember when Fox shirt, like PacSun was the hottest store?
Yeah.
So everyone was just wearing like Hurley, Billabong. What the fuck is Billabong? Is that surfing?
Yeah.
Okay, it's surfing. Billabong and Fox.
Yeah.
Never touched a dirt bike in their life. They're like, yeah, I'll go to PacSun tonight, get a Fox shirt and a Fox hoodie.
Yeah.
Got to stop by Buckle and get some jeans.
Yeah. That was the route.
And then the CKY plays on their iPod.
Yo, let's go back to McDonald's and throw a fucking soda at the attendant again.
What Ape doesn't realize is that I'm actually going to put convicted sexual assaultist Jeffrey Epstein in their bed tonight while they sleep. Let's go. And yeah, then there's the night cam footage of Jeffrey Epstein crawling in their bed. And the ape's like, ah, who is that? He's like, it's me, it's Jeffrey Epstein. You guys just got totally fucking pranked.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, and his uncle Don Vito, he was an actual pedophile, I think.
Wasn't he?
I heard. I think they got convicted of something. I don't know.
Let's look it up before. Actually, do we just want to start a rumor? Do we want to just get into some legal trouble?
I mean, I don't know if it's much of a rumor. I mean, also, he's a dead man.
Is he dead?
He is dead.
Let's look it up. Don Vito.
Don't talk ill of the dead, is what they say.
They do say that. Doesn't mean it's right. Vincent Margera. It's a bit different when you call him Vincent. Yeah, let's dig into that Wikipedia. Let's look for that big favorite word on Wikipedia, controversies. Legal issues. There you go. Favorite? It's either controversies or legal issues. Okay.
There it is.
So maybe he did go to the island.
Yeah.
We thought you're so funny on Viva La Bam, we want to give you a golden ticket.
That's awful.
Special place.
That's terrible. I'm not making light of what he did.
You definitely are.
I'm making a laugh for sure.
You definitely are. You're pointing fine. All the images you send me and all the links you send me.
That's true, man.
It's very true. Yeah. You send me clips of Viva La Bam all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, what Phil doesn't realize is I just put a gallon of paint in his bed.
It's always, yeah, that's actually between CKY and Viva La Bam. That's all I really ever remember. It's just while someone was sleeping.
That's all it is. Yeah, I have hepatitis C and I'm going to go drag my nuts and cock and balls over Rake's face.
And then hard cut and he has a herpes on his upper lip and they're like,
yeah, exactly.
I can't believe it.
What the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck are you going to do, asshole?
And yeah, it's just that and then them going in a house and like waving a gun at his mom and she's like, bam! Bam! Yeah,
I put a Siberian white tiger in Phil's kitchen. Her ape's going to lose it. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Scroll up. Hey, folks, this is directly from our producers. Happy New Year, all you fuckass. What is this?
Who wrote that?
Watch it. Let's see it.
Oh, it's a video.
Let it rip. Let's see what she has to say.
All right.
Happy New Year, all you fuckers. Pissed as a fart. Been at the pub all fucking night.
She's British.
No.
Happy New Year, all you fuckers. Pissed as a fucking mute. Been at the pub all fucking night.
Oh, she's Australian.
Mighty pissed that I'm walking home, but guess what? These things happen.
Happy she's got New that Year drunk breath, Kuna too, Barbara. Dude. That heavy breath. I tell you what, it is deathly quiet in that town.
I was going to say.
I feel like something bad is happening in that town right now, dude. Some crazy shit's going on.
Let it rip.
Happy New Year, all you fuckers. I just watched somebody get gagged and shot in the chest twice.
We got 20 more seconds. I want to see if the scene changes.
Right. Mama, she's home watching the fucking tennis. God love her. Anywho's. Thanks for your support in 2023 and bigger and better things in 2024. Love y'all. Have a great one. Catch ya.
That's pretty.
I feel like she could have had just the one cut in that.
Yeah. Well, this is the official Sharon.
The official Sharon. I do like the Disney filter on her over there.
Yeah.
What's up, you fucking idiots?
Yeah.
What's up, fuck faces? Me stupid bitch mom watching tennis down at the fucking house. I don't give a fuck.
I've just had some great deek.
She's a big rig driver? Is that what I'm seeing?
Oh, shit. Don't fall in love, dude. Sharon, don't fall in love.
I drive 20 fucking tons of raw steel down the highway at 80 miles an hour. I'm not supposed to, but I do it anyways.
Bro. No double takes, no filters. What a liar. What?
Don't take no filters. Immediately see a filter.
What a lie. Yo, what's that?
Yeah, look
just
how
says,
fucking
fuck
pretty
me.
I look. He's a little Disney princess. Speech.
Scroll up. What is that one that just says, fuck me? Fuck me. Yeah.
Ah, fuck's sakes. He's raining his fucking tits off here, mate. Fuck.
Look at this caption. Look at this caption. Holy. This is what I was working in today. Holy shit, Batman. There we cars pulled up for miles on the side
really,
of the road.
It's really nice knowing that big rig drivers are using their phone driving these large vehicles that could kill, you know, 10 or 12 people at a time.
This is what happened to Tracy Morgan, dude.
What happened to Tracy Morgan?
Oh, man, he got in a like horrific accident because some Walmart driver fell asleep. But let's be real.
God
that,
damn.
That dude, nah, he was, that's what he said. You know, he was on Facebook.
You know, he was on Facebook.
Just scrolling.
I like to think that every Australian big rig driver now is the official Sharon. They just clone her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all like talking over the CB radios, being like, holy fuck, look at this fucking rain.
Sharon, is that you? Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's Sharon. Yeah. Is that you, Sharon? Yeah, it's me.
A million of them. What else does Sharon have? I'm so curious about her.
I love her. I'm already in love.
Yeah, don't. That's it, man. Careful. Don't fall in love. Oh, convoy to Brizzy? Convoy for kids. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Sharon's on the list.
Sharon's on the list.
She's on the list.
So we have Donald Trump Jr. on the list, Bam Margera, and of course, the official Sharon.
Fuck.
I didn't know the kids were in the fucking track.
I just love the fucking ocean.
I thought it was like a fundraiser.
I thought it was just a big convoy
with fucking kids.
I just wanted to go there and dance.
I'm like still in a Newark accent, but trying to do Australian.
Yeah.
I'm in that New Hampshire log. I'm still in that BAM accent, but I'm trying to get down into like the Crocodile Dundee aspect. Fuck! Can't do it.
Dude. Short hair, Sharon? Look at this hashtag. Broke me fucking knee.
Oh, fucking piss, mate. Broke me fucking knee the other day. Loading all these crates onto this boat. Going to some St. James place, whatever the fuck that means.
Man. I want to know what Sharon...
Broke me knee.
What was Sharon like at 30?
How do we know Sharon isn't related to Jeffrey Epstein in some kind of way?
I'm
his aunt.
I always thought he was fucking weird.
Sister.
She just takes down the whole thing. She just comes out, my brother didn't kill himself.
Yeah, he didn't fucking kill himself. I talked to him in fucking 2 days before that happened. He was chipper. He couldn't have been more happy. Happy.
Yeah, the Aussie accent's a tough one. Can't do it.
Well, I did too much of the fucking the New Hampshire East Coast kind of thing too much, and I'm blending it all together now.
Well, hey, Sharon, Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year, Sharon. I love you.
New Year's resolutions? Boy, are we for real?
New Year's resolutions? make as much fucking money as possible.
Yeah. I don't know if that's for me.
You know what? Do an annoying amount of sponsors.
Yeah.
To the point where our viewers and listeners are complaining about it.
Yeah.
And then we double down on it even more.
Yeah.
And then I go to the bank and I cash my fat fucking check.
Yeah.
There's my resolution for the year. All right.
Yeah. Yes. Just announcing today, we're doing 12 reads per 10 minutes.
I'm gonna let you know right now. I will be transparent. If we can do 3 blocks of ads per episode, there will be 10 ads per block. All right? I will do that. I will do them good. I see people say all these funny little comments like, oh, isn't it silly how Hunter does this or that? It's going to get real grading very quick.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will not stop being silly after about 5. Yeah.
Once you hear BetterHelp or fucking, I don't know. Whatever else we're doing, I don't know. Whoever's throwing
Goon
money at us,
it's cream, whatever it is, man, we're doing it. Yeah, me and Hunter want to take a moment to thank Goon Cream. To all my gooners out there, those are the guys that almost come, right?
No, I think goon is when you are masturbating.
Look it up.
I thought edging
up.
Is when you almost come.
I thought gooning was almost come.
Well, gooning is, I think, the act of masturbation.
Is it?
I think so. A form masturbation that involves edging. Oh, okay. Without reaching orgasm for a long period of time, resulting in hypnotic trance-like state.
There's no trance,
they just,
dude.
They literally just sold me on gooning. If I can get to the part where you're just hard as shit and you're just like beating your cock a bit and you're just like holding back the waterfall, you know what I mean? And then you go into a trance.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that, okay. I think that's
right,
what
well,
yoga
first off,
is.
Nick in the back was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, damn it, Nick. You know you made it not fun.
Nick, have you gooned before?
Oh, yeah.
What was? Are you serious or no?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, he's saying it sarcastically. I was going to be very excited if he did goon. So wait, what is the difference between edging and gooning then?
Because you're not going into your trance-like state. I think edging is just like, uh-oh.
Well, is edging when you're fucking but you don't come?
Yeah.
Okay, so edging is you've penetrated but you refuse to come. And gooning is you're doing it yourself.
Dude, these are terms for people who are alone.
No. These are for everybody, dude. This is a universal guide to prosperity.
Gooning may be most simply defined as the state usually achieved after a prolonged edging session, when a man becomes completely hypnotized by the feeling radiating his penis. Since a gooning state can only be achieved after edging, the man's dick will have become mightily aroused at this point.
That's such a good sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mightily aroused is such a fucking power move, dude.
And every caress, oh shit, the male genitals are subjected to will trigger potent elation. As the man keeps edging and thus experiencing intense pleasure, he enters a state of trance where his mind intimately emerges with his cock.
This is exactly what it feels like to be bought into a cult. I am bought in.
Yeah.
This entire thing was the perfect sales pitch, was the Urban Dictionary definition of what gooning is. Where his mind intimately merges with his cock. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why am I not doing this?
Yeah.
You ever squeeze your balls when you masturbate, dude?
Nah.
I've been meeting a lot of people that say they do that, and it comes up in like the most random conversations.
I mean, it's very a lot odd. Of people that do that. Grindr is a hell of an app.
Yeah. I found this fun app. I thought it was for cooking. No, I don't know. I don't know how. I got into this random conversation with a guy in Vegas talking about it. And it was the most relaxed I've ever seen someone talk about, like, squeezing their balls and shit while they jack off. But since then, it felt like some kind of fucking curse because people keep talking to me about it.
Well, that's so weird because Zach's squeezing his balls and jerking off right now. So who would have thought?
The curse is, it's truly around us at all times.
Nick's like, Hunter?
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's cum everywhere. All over the floors, all over the ceilings.
Hunter.
Well, I've been hearing about it, so we're going to have to lay down the law, dude.
Wait, can we?
Here, why don't you do it and you text me and you let me know what's up?
Can we back up a sec? Isn't gooning yoga? Like, yoga's pretty horny. I've never done it, but it's just a bunch of, you know, half-naked people.
You say yoga's pretty horny? Yoga isn't horny. Yoga's difficult.
Yeah.
And it's farty. It's very farty.
Yeah.
People that do yoga, they shit themselves when they're doing the stretching. I did hot yoga one time. I seriously gagged.
Yeah.
It was like a bowl of diarrhea. It's a bowl of diarrhea. That's what it smelled like.
No, you're right. That's the number one thing people use to describe yoga. They're always like, yoga's a lot harder than you think, dude.
It is. Well, it was for my fat ass. I am stiff, dude. I can't stretch for anything.
Yeah. When did you do yoga?
Got some beads of sweat. I threw my back out in college, and I was like, they were like, you just need to do stretches and stuff, and I had never done stretching before.
Oh.
So then I was like, well, I'm going to do yoga, and the gym that I was going to offered it for free. They did like three classes a week.
Got it.
Or something. You could go in. So I did it then, and yeah, it was unbelievably painful and hard, which granted my back was fucked up, but still, even like doing other stretch. I mean, it was fucking difficult.
Sorry. Unbelievably painful and hard. Those sound like adjectives for a little activity I call gooning. So you're
for
kind
squeezing
of-
my testicles as hard as I possibly can and jacking myself off in a rapid, rapid motion.
That'd be pretty insane to just, you know, you're like, you just read about gooning and you just go, let me just give it a shot. You're just in the mirror with your eyes rolled up in your head, just, oh.
I hope that's what's going to, I'm going to genuinely try this.
Wait, do you like anime?
I don't really have anything wrong. I mean, there's some, but I'm like, oh, that was cool. But at the same time, there's a lot where it's just not for me.
Okay. Did you watch Attack on Titan?
I watched the first episode.
Just that?
Yep.
Wasn't doing it?
It was okay. It was mostly the fact that it was so late, because I think that show came out like, what, 2013 or something like that?
Uh-huh.
So then I was talking to some buddies about it, and then he was telling me about what happens and stuff, and I was just so disgusted with what was going on that I just was like, I liked the first episode, and I was like, that's just where I'm going to stop.
You're disgusted?
I didn't like, well, that's a bit harsh. I didn't like that it was, the whole thing is that it's a mech show. It's a mech show. It's like they're humans inside these big monster things. And then also the castle walls, there's giants inside the castle wall. They just built around them.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff. I mean, I think like there's a lot of good stuff about it. I just was like, I don't want to invest my time in this. I don't care.
That's fair. I like
looking at it from afar, seeing like cool clips. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I just have, you know, I just finished it and I love it and it's my whole personality. So I'm fucking massively offended and I'm ending this show.
What did you love about it?
No, I just, I think I like it because it's the first full anime I watched and it's just new and ridiculous.
I've heard it's very good.
It is. I think
I'm saying all of this out of the fact that I just don't want to spend time watching it. Don't listen to me. I'm a piece of shit. I'm just saying, what did you unironically like about it?
I liked how ridiculous it was, and the amount of turns in the plot is just, it just made it massively entertaining. I like that fucking everyone dies, so or enough people die that you don't know who to get attached to. I like that. And then the ending was honestly kind of just sad and beautiful and tragic. Yeah.
Well, damn, dude, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it a lot, but you tweeted about. I'm sorry, you X'd.
Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it.
No, you tweeted about, what was it? You tweeted about two live action animes, and it made me.
Oh, One Piece and Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, yeah. And I just remember thinking, oh, I got to ask him if he watches anime, like actually.
I watched both of the live action ones. One Piece, in my opinion, the sets are really fun, and I can see how it's charismatic, but it's like, it fails so miserably. It's like, it's supposed to be like a children's show that's very cartoony, but it translated to live action. It just felt, I mean, I don't know any other way to describe it. It felt like the taste of like cum in my mouth is what it felt like. Salty, not appealing, warm.
Yeah.
But warm, but unforgiving. It was just that. Yu Yu Hakusho, the pacing was terrible, but the, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, hey, shout out PLD. Yeah.
Yu Yu Hakusho, the live action one, was the pacing was terrible. Because a lot of the shit, I had the manga growing up. I'd go to Borders bookstore and they had a great deal where if you bought three, you'd get the fourth one free. So I'd stack up on all these volumes of books. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yu Yu Hakusho was one of them. And the pacing, like I said, is bad in the Netflix series. But the choreography of the fighting, and even like I liked everything else though. I thought everything else was fun. I was like, this is a fun, like I like how over the top and weird this is.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I think I'm gonna watch Gundam 00 next.
Big robots. Well, if you just watched Attack on Titan, I mean, it's gonna be another mech show. So there you go.
Yeah, it's.
You know what you should watch, dude.
Mm.
It's a short one. Sorry to interrupt you. You should watch Devilman Crybaby.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's like 8 episodes long. I loved it.
Okay. I will watch it.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm in my cartoon bag right now.
Okay, well, It's the difference between cartoon and anime.
I had to do it to
let's
him.
Think about, let's think about that because people are going
to
get really fucking mad.
I had to do it
people
to
are already going
to
be mad that I'm like, they're like, oh, you're too good for Attack on Titan. People are already going to fucking say it, dude. All right? I'm tired of all these people coming at me for just my opinions, all right?
Yeah. Let me say Devilman it again. Cry. I'm in my very cartoon good. Bag.
Devilman Crybaby rules.
Yeah, I'll watch
very, it. Very good.
I will watch it. Anime voice acting is, I mean...
If you're watching anime and you're not and you're watching a subbed version, or if you're watching a dub version, I think you're doing it completely wrong.
Well,
you gotta watch the subtitles. Like you gotta listen to the original voice actors and stuff.
I agree, but I also disagree because I did Attack on Titan in dub. Suck my dick.
I bet it was terrible.
No, actually, well, no, because let me preface. I watched.
No. It was terrible because let me tell you why. English does not, you can't go into the overacting that is, like, you can't translate the acting style of Japanese voice actors into English. It sounds fucking ridiculous. That's why they're always like, ah. And then also hearing an English person say Japanese names is so uncanny to me.
Yeah. No.
All right, whatever. I guess I'll go to the meat market. Kuroma Kono.
Yeah, that's fair.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Let me say this, though. It was better.
You sure?
No, I watched the first 8 episodes of Attack on Titan in subs.
Hmm.
And then I watched those same 8 episodes again in dub. And the English people weirdly nailed it. They got very close. So I was okay. And and I felt like when I... Because I'm not a super fast reader. So I felt like I was missing out on a lot of visuals. And I really enjoyed the visuals. So that was the sacrifice I made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm a fucking hero. I'm a hero for sacrificing a bit of the art.
With anime, that would be hard to miss out on those visuals of a still face with a mouth barely moving.
Yeah, I need to see it. I need to know that she's talking.
Is she talking right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't tell.
Yeah. Attack on Titan does do this funny thing, though, where they'll give you massively crucial exposition. I don't know if this is all anime. You guys tell me. But they'll give you very crucial exposition in like a 3-minute monologue. And then that in subs was hell. I'm like, wait, what? And I'm having to like rewind and I can't get to the point that I don't understand. So, yeah. I don't know if all anime is like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, this is not the weeb hour.
It could be.
It could
be. What if we just changed Stretch and Fade to be the weeb hour and we just watch new anime shows every week?
I mean, it'd be easier.
That would be a lot easier.
It's pretty easy to sit on your ass and watch cartoons.
That is true. Watching cartoons is pretty easy.
Yeah.
I will say, I feel like it would just take a lot for me to enjoy them, so I feel like people would get... That's one thing people don't like a lot of the time, is they don't like cynical people. I'm very cynical.
Yeah, you are.
You know what I mean? A lot of people, whenever I watch movies and stuff, I talk about the things I don't like. The thing about being a cynic, though, too, is that I think that you can like things that you can enjoy things that you are complaining about, I guess, is the big thing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm saying that, like, a movie, the pacing is stupid or blah, 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 that doesn't mean that, like, I didn't like it. I'm just pointing out things that happened that could have been better.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Also, that's my opinion.
You know why they don't like it,
dude? But with...
It reminds them of their parents.
Shit, huh?
Cynics remind them of their parents.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I think that people just like to... Especially, like, anime people. That's not true. Movie, like, really anybody who, with any kind of medium, this goes even with bands and stuff. If you say you don't like or if you criticize something that people really, really enjoy, I think it feels like a personal attack to their own taste and that people don't want to feel like they have bad taste.
Yeah.
Even though everybody's taste is fucking dog shit, none of it is like, there's nobody who has better taste over another person. It's all about like, you know, I truly believe that. I think everybody has complete dog shit taste and that everything that is ever made is fucking stupid and, you know.
Yeah.
Ridiculous in its own way, so you just gotta embrace its faults, like your own child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you said you're a cynical guy?
Very cynical.
Yeah.
Extremely cynical. I like to think though that I do give everything a pretty fair shot.
You
if
do.
I'm being honest.
You do?
I do. Now, the thing about it, though, like, I'll go back because I know people are going to be like, oh, fair shot, but you didn't watch. I like how this is like, who the fuck, who does that sound like? Oh, it sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
A little bit in that voice here.
Yeah.
So I guess you're going to give it a fair shot.
You said you gave it a fair shot.
But you're not even going to watch Attack on Titan. There's a difference between giving something a shot and being like, I'm going to waste all this time.
Yeah.
And I have really no desire to watch it.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I can't deny that some of that English voice acting just, it drilled some of those characters home. And now I just have quotes floating around in my head from those people. Also, they can't pronounce the Japanese names for shit. And that made it funny to me.
What was some of the quotes that you got rolling around your head?
Like, just stupid call-outs on there, like, ugh, that's the Cart Titan! Aaron, one day I'll come back and save you from all of this. Zeke! You know, they're just yelling at each other.
You know what, though? That means that it must have left a nice little impact, dude, a nice little imprint on your mind.
It did. It did.
I think that's good.
I loved
that's
it.
That's good.
Dude, Commander Ervin, what a guy.
Yeah, man.
What a guy.
I like how you're saying these characters as if I know the context of who the fuck.
Yeah, you come on, bro. You know Commander Ervin. Come on.
Commander Ervin.
Yeah. He's got a pretty awesome, like, transition from, like, a monologue to a battle where he's talking.
Sweet.
He's talking about his soldiers. It sounded like a Go Army ad. It was so fucking cool.
He's like, go arm in.
Yeah, like he's standing before these soldiers and he's like, because we must fight. And he's like doing his bullshit. And then he's like, my soldiers don't quit. My soldiers don't die. And then it just transitions to him riding a horse like straight into death. And he just keeps talking about my soldiers this, my soldiers that. I'm like, God damn. And I went to fucking goarmy.com. And I was like, nearest recruiting office. And I went pounding on the fucking door. And I'm like, I just watched Attack on Titan. I feel I need to serve.
You're the fifth person today that said this to us.
Yeah. I'm like, Commander Ervin, is that you? And then he pulls off
his
hat.
Sure, sign here. Yeah. That's who I am. For sure.
Whoa, you're even taller in real life. All right, bud, if you just stop talking like that and just get your name down on the paper.
There you go. That's my commission. Thank you.
Do those guys get commission?
Probably. I don't think they do. I think there's definitely like there's got to be recruitment commissions, 100%.
Let's look that up. Because, dude, I mean, I think.
Jamie, pull that up.
I think we'd be good at that. You and me?
What?
Recruitment office?
No, I don't think I could. Wouldn't make any sense. No, military recruiters do not get a commission. Bullshit. Who said that? GoArmy.com?
Yeah. Wait. Military recruiters can receive extra pay for their recruitment services.
That sounds like a fucking commission to me, dude.
This extra pay is in addition to their regular military salary. However, military recruiters do not receive commission or extra pay for each individual they successfully recruit.
Yeah, so they probably do shit where it's like if you get 10, you get a bonus. That's a fucking commission in my book, dude.
Yep.
You're trying to peddle them batches of kids.
Well, I mean, it's funny to think that we're going to put this in Google and the military isn't all over this being like, no.
Yeah. Of course they don't. God.
Gosh, come on, guys. If you join the army, you'll have plenty of downtime to read more mangas.
Yeah. Waiting for the enemy to attack. You get a monthly Shonen Jump magazine. We're going to keep up on all your favorite new anime.
We'll even get you enough money to buy an iPad to pre-download all your favorite Crunchyroll stuff. How's that sound?
You get the second to newest version of the iPad that already has a Crunchyroll subscription added to it.
Huh.
No way.
Oh my God.
I must join. I will say that's a bit that I'm getting tired of as well, though. All over TikTok and shit. I'm getting really tired of the irony.
Yeah.
The phase of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get it.
Oh, irony is we are post irony.
Especially all the people that do like the Japanese, like it's supposed to be funny that we're still doing that.
Yeah.
And it's like I see 7 million people do it still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you actually been to Japan? Sorry. You form all this criticism, and it's like you've never even actually been there. I would take a trip before opening your mouth again.
I would take a trip before opening your mouth again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's when I transform.
What is your second transformation?
My second transformation? That is when I call upon my Beast Titan.
Okay. All right.
I was thinking how sick that would be to just spaz out into a Titan, just eat your fucking hand, and then turn 90 feet tall. You could not let those people get drunk, dude. I'm living in this world too much. Let's move on. I'm turning weeb.
I think you two are the perfect candidate for a weeb.
I really am. Small.
Okay, not physically. I'm just saying that, like,
unliked
in terms
by the
of
world.
Like your personalities and stuff.
Yeah. Oh man, if I turn weeb, I'm gonna be doing quotes all day.
I mean, for
day.
Fuck's sakes, F1 is the anime of the sports world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
all
like
all the fucking back and forth between that and
yeah.
You know, drama that happens there.
Yeah, you got to know lore. There's 500 episodes of it. Nothing ever actually happens. Yep.
I feel like it's just that one step away. I wonder if you would enjoy sports anime. I feel like there's a lot of sports anime that people
I've been recommended the boxing animes.
Really?
Yeah.
People keep talking to me about Slam Dunk. That's like the big like basketball anime that's supposed to be really good. I think they just came out with a movie to like finish up the series or whatever, and I heard it was really good.
Anyway, did you see this giant Pop-Tart mascot toasted and eaten live on TV? That's here in the docks. Was that a nice transition?
I thought so.
Well, he was eaten?
Dreams really do come true. And it's a toaster stroll getting cooked, and then he's going to be eaten. That guy, whoever's in that suit has some nice fucking legs.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they put Travis in there.
Yeah, they put Travis Kelce in there.
Yeah. Is this a giant? Oh.
Is this a legitimate giant Pop-Tart?
Is that cardboard? It looks like cardboard on the bottom. It doesn't even look like giant Pop-Tart.
What a fucking insult for the players. All right, now go over by the Pop-Tart's bull stand.
Yeah.
And start biting it. Good game.
Yo, bro, you think Ravens taking it this year?
Definitely. The Ravens aren't going to lose another match.
They're on fire, bro.
My buddy is a Dallas Cowboys fan, and I just cannot wait for them to absolutely choke in the playoffs like they always do. The Chiefs are unbelievably done. It's embarrassing watching them now.
Bro, what is going on? Did you guys, like, lose defense? What the fuck happened?
No receivers.
Why? Traded?
I don't know. I forgot his name, Tony. Well, we used to have, like, Tyreek Hill and stuff and all that jazz. That was sick, but he beat his wife or something like that, so we were like, well, we have to get rid of him. And Dolphins like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah.
And he's doing great on the Dolphins right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we just don't have any receivers. Even Travis Kelce's also, like, very old for a receiver.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's 34, and that's, like, pretty fucking old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also remember him being, like, good in the beginning. And then, yeah, I feel like a few years back, even, he was kind of hit or miss.
No, I mean, he's been doing good. It's just this year. I just think it's just age.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know, man. I feel like there's a lot of speculation in Kansas City that Taylor Swift is draining him, dude. That's the word in the streets in KC right now.
Is that what they're saying, bro?
Yeah.
Streets
fucking him all night. He's like, I got to go. Also, she's like, okay, well, I have a show in France. And he's like, I simply cannot go. She's like, okay, well, you're going. And then people in, like, black robes come up and pick him up and put him on a fucking jet and fly him over.
Yeah.
She fucks the shit out of him, bites his neck, and sucks out his blood.
Yeah.
He's all pale and shit, showing up to games and stuff.
Yeah, but then she sends him packing with $5 million every time. She just stuffs it in his pants. She's like, take that with you. Thank you.
I don't think she does that. I think she's just like, thanks, and just leaves.
You don't think he's her little sugar? Her little sugar baby?
Sugar baby?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. I've had some of my own theories that she's fucking him like crazy, and she will not let him go, like, whenever they're having sex, and then he, like, has to, you know, he Elmer glues inside of her. She holds on to it for a while.
Got it.
Queefs it out, puts it into a jar, and is doing something with it. I don't know what she's doing with it, but she's doing something with it.
I kind of viewed her more like a...
Yeah, I'm just thinking that she's queefing out cum all the time for some kind of dark arts purposes.
Dark arts purposes?
Yeah.
Wingardium Livio...
That if somebody queefs out cum, that's dark arts in some kind of way, dude.
I think that
feels like some. That feels like there's some sorcery going on. There's no other way to say it, in my opinion.
You're gonna get some very interesting videos after this one, dude.
I hope not.
it's gonna be a dude who goons. Who's like, bro? I figured it out, and he's just gonna fart out his own jizz.
That'd be insane. The brick in your own butt and then fart it out.
Brick.
Wouldn't that be insane?
Brick in your own
butt.
Where
the fuck are they? Also, who's the random guy to the right? Hey, mind if I squeeze in?
You could tell Patrick is getting fucking... You could tell he's...
Oh, he's pissed.
He's dissed.
Well, it's like the weird thing that I was talking to my buddy about, and it's like, imagine having to be the quarterback and like everyone's letting you down, and then you have to go in and also be positive, like, hey, guys, don't worry. Like, we got this. You have to, like, be the force of good. I know as soon as the season's done, he's going to lay into some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking lay in. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, buddy who fucking over the line of scrimmage just torched that win. You know what I'm talking about?
Which one?
It was that game where motherfucker had his foot in the neutral zone. Did, like, a little back pass from Travis, and they got the touchdown. Should have won.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Shouldn't have even been that situation anyways. Played like shit that whole game, so who gives a fuck? Airline pilots are speedrunning flights now?
What? Yeah.
What airline? Hey, honestly, probably Southwest Airlines. Let's see. Delta. Good.
54 minutes early. My new domestic record.
My new domestic record.
Tool assisted.
Is that a problem? Why is this a bad thing?
No.
Or is it just like a safety hazard or some shit?
I don't think. I mean, get me there faster. I don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who gives a shit if the plane lands safely?
I think people are more pointing out that. Maybe they didn't know planes could do that.
Mm.
You know, because planes are scheduled and it's kind of like, you know, this is when you're supposed to be there.
I will say I would probably be more pissed if I showed up early and I was just sitting on the fucking
tarmac,
the jetway.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the tarmac, whatever, for 54 fucking minutes before we had a gate open.
Yeah, I'd be livid.
I'd be like, dude, do another lap.
Yeah.
Get back up there and let's just fucking,
yeah,
like, make it worth it. Goddamn.
Yeah, pitch this thing to the left. I want to puke.
Yeah, exactly. Barrel roll.
Wait, can we end this on... Have you seen that clip going around of that battle rapper throwing up in a battle?
No.
Oh, my fucking God, bro. I, like, when I say tears in my eyes, I'm not even describing it.
I didn't know battle rapping was still a thing. I thought that shit became uncool after 8 Mile released.
Nah, man, it's funny. I would watch it in college, and it was, like, you know, a bit of a spectacle. And then the length that some of these promotions have gone is insane to me. Like, over 10 years. And people, okay, they watch that shit. People got really upset because this radio host, Ebro, referred to battle rap, he referred to it as wrestling. Hey, battle rap fans are like, yo, what the fuck you're talking about?
Does he mean wrestling is in? It's like a hoax, as they know what they're going to be.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like
giving a shit.
You know, no one really wins. It's like, you know that the outcomes are.
Oh, I see.
You know, it's not like if one guy's writing is better than the other, Because there's no judging. It's just like the guys do their thing and then people kind of argue about it in the comments. So,
right.
Yeah.
Rapper throws up in rap battle. Spartacus versus Desi K.
Is that... I don't know if this is that one. I have a tweet.
Or Daziki.
Hold on. I just have it. I can send it to you.
Yeah, who my bro Daziki, though?
Here we go. Send it.
The cup in your hands, man. Cup in your hands and put it back. That's awesome.
Bro, wait. Go back like 2 seconds. All right, look at this white dude. Okay, wait, go back. No, like a little bit further. Okay, look at this white dude. Look at him beaming. He's loving the action.
Rob Dyrdek.
Look at him just bolt. He's gone.
I tell you what, though. He had that Mother Teresa hands, man.
Oh, bro.
He's praying for forgiveness. Good Lord.
Dude,
look at that. Yes. That's so awesome the body can do that, dude.
Yo,
that is so sick.
His eyes before release.
Yeah, fully wide open.
He saw something.
Realization, for sure.
He's like, oh, boy. Bro, so I go and I look up the full-length clip. And apparently, someone was like, he threw up, but then he continued to battle. Props to him. And he's sitting there finishing his rounds with like puke all on his shirt. And I just felt so much for the guy in front of him. Like that guy's breath must have been kicking, dude.
Yeah, because the whole thing is you get up in their face and shit too, right?
Yeah, that's part of it.
God damn, man.
Yeah.
I'd at least be like, dude, pause, Tic Tacs.
Yeah, something.
Some Tic Tacs.
Brush your teeth. Get this guy a Colgate. Let's do...
He has a great voice. Play from the beginning. I want to hear his voice one more time.
I drank too much.
Oh! Why the fuck can't they're always in like these like odd rooms?
Yeah, because no one will.
You know that?
No one will host these fucking incels anywhere. And listen,
this looks like a party room, like a bowling alley.
Listen, I speak with confidence. I grew up around people like this. I went to plenty of beat battles and weird rooms in LA like this. It's when you get there and it's you and 40 other dudes and we're like, oh yeah, we are virgins here. And, you know, there were good times though. You know, I don't regret those times. I had a lot of fun. And everyone, honestly, the people in these rooms are very, they're mostly genuine and they're just there for the entertainment. But yeah, you're always in weird like jazz bars. And I think I told the story before, but my buddy was at a beat battle and it was like kind of a small turnout. There was a cash prize, and we were like acquainted with the host. And then in the middle of the fucking show, the host walks up to me, and he's like, "Hey, my boy just got shot. Can you finish hosting this show?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So then we just changed hosts, and I just stood up there. I'm like, "Hey guys, I'm the new host." And then
somebody was shot.
Yeah, no, I didn't give the news. You know, I didn't feel like it was my place. And then, we did the rest of the show, and I gave the money to whoever. But some people there felt like they thought it was potentially rigged because of the host change. Like, so some people there were like, they changed the host, man. There's some bullshit going on. And I'm like, no.
What was the cash amount?
A whopping $100, I believe.
I could see some people getting upset over $100.
Yeah. Yeah.
$100 is that's a good chunk of change.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, then the guy who got shot showed up to the next one and he was walking with a cane. And I was like, "Hey man, I heard." And he was like, "Yep."
"Hey man, I heard."
"Sorry about that."
There you go.
Yeah. But then, you know, at that next one, I was kind of like standing around, like just pointing with my eyes, not my fingers. Like I wasn't lying.
Yeah. Y'all, y'all been mad at me for two fucking weeks. Yeah. Look at him. It's
no trickery.
Hobbling his ass around.
Right there.
Right Should have got back up on stage and be like, I have an announcement. The guy who was shot last week is here.
He's here. There was nothing.
You guys legally
nothing,
can't be mad at me anymore.
There was nothing that happened last week.
Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Then I unplugged the fucking mixer and I ruined the event. Everyone's like, oh, man. No, bro. What would have been dope is if after he threw up like that, everyone's like, oh. Then he just turns to the crowd. He's like, that's why my rhymes is ill, because I'm sick. They would have been like,
that would have been,
oh my.
That would have been a redeeming factor. He'd have to do it again at some point, though, to be like, okay, so he did do that on purpose.
Yeah.
Or actually, if you didn't do it and you really were sick, but you were able to incorporate that rhyme in there.
Yeah.
That would have been very impressive.
There's some insane moments from battle rap that I feel like not many people know of. Like, there's famously this dude, Daylight, one of the greatest to ever do it. Insane writing ability. He came to an event dressed like Spawn, and then in the middle of it, he tried to shit on the stage, and everyone ran out of the room.
Got some G.G. Allen vibes, dude.
Yeah, it was unreal.
Just up as Spawn.
Yeah. Can we just pull that up before we go? Daylight poop on stage. Daylyt.
I feel like you're going to get a lot of different hits with that. Daylight poop on stage. This is me shitting on my theater stage.
Daylight kicked out of URL event for trying to poop on stage. I love poop on stage.
We're trying to poop on stage.
We can just fast forward to when his pants come down. It's. Yeah, they tell him to
take that shit off. Yeah, some of those cameraman behind him is dedicated, dude. He wasn't even able to shit?
He wasn't able to get it off, man.
Hmm.
And knowing Daylight,
how the fuck are you gonna pull your pants down as if you're at your home and you have time to like contemplate, yeah, and like wait for it to come out? You gotta be like ready to rock.
Yeah.
Straight down, plop on the stage, and then boom, you made your statement.
He might have got some fright, you know, he might have felt ready. But knowing Daylight,
is this like the Banksy of battle rappers?
No, because Daylight, it's weird. Yes. I'm trying to figure out how to describe him. Daylight's crazy because he'll either show up and you can tell he, like, the way he wrote this was like schizophrenic. It's like genius. The fucking every line is like fractal. You're like, whoa, this thing references itself and then other things in seven words. And he genuinely can, like, he should be writing movies or something with the way his mind works sometimes. And then other battles, like, he just shows up and he doesn't seem like he really gives a shit. But yeah. Knowing Daylight, he would have done that. Then he would have showed up to the next battle and he'd say something like, last time they didn't let me get my shit off. Just stand there and everyone's like, oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Nah, but I unironically am fascinated with this dude, and unironically I'm saying he has insane writing and rapping ability, because it's really funny sometimes, because battle rap is, you know, it's battle rap, but he'll like sign up to do an event and he'll go in there and the other guy will kind of show up with like bravado and it'll be a lot of kind of like antics where he'll kind of just be presenting that he's a, I don't know. It's more about his character. I'm a tough guy. I'll shoot you in the fucking face. I'll knock you out right now. And then Daylight will start talking, and it's genuinely amazing writing. And you could tell the other dude is standing there like, I didn't know this is where we were going with
things.
What I
was up against?
Yeah. So, anyways, who cares? Everyone, thank you for tuning in to another riveting episode of Treasure and Fade. Remember to send your gooning experiences and dark arts cum farts directly to Hunter's inbox on Instagram.
No, thank you.
And by that, he means please send it immediately.
Yes. Please.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next episode.
Bye.